So the idea is, take the general assumptions we have for the infinite horizon problem, and we're going to make the assumption that the stage cost, g, is uniformly bounded above and below by some kind of constant, f. Okay? Moreover, we're going to assume that alpha is strictly between 0 and 1, so alpha represents a true discount cost. We're going to see that under this assumption, we can basically guarantee all three of the criteria we had before, that the limit of convergence exists, that we will have a necessary and sufficient condition, we will have a necessary condition for the optimal value function to be the optimal value function. It's actually necessary and sufficient. And finally, we'll derive necessary and sufficient conditions for the optimal policy coming out. All right? So let's start with this.